And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Beth Smith from VeralDana. Last week, we talked about the benefits of building an effective workers' compensation team. This week, we'll discuss the second half of the process. There must be informed and designated employer personnel who stand with the injured employee every step of the way, from the initial report and treatment to medical visit planning, interactive discussions, and eventually a full return to productive work. This particular position is a delicate one, as the person must straddle the line between the employee's interests and the overall interests of the company. If there's a risk manager, that person is equally important in ensuring that the hazard that led to the accident is analyzed and eliminated to avoid similar future accidents. A medical professional, who might be designated as a member of the team, is necessary to provide expert advice on limitations on the work activities and manners in which a swift recovery can be maintained. Finally, the claims adjuster is the next important member of the team. The claims adjuster provides the injured employee with information on his or her rights and obligations within the workers' compensation system and serves as a source of information for the employer as well. With clear communication, encouragement, support, and regular interaction and feedback, a work-related injury can be managed in a manner that minimizes the negative impact on both the employee and the employer. To discuss forming your own effective workers' compensation team, please contact a member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.